Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third, the first baseman, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman fires to first and has Monday trapped. There's the throw to Martinez, who tags Monday for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boswell moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell scores. Hahn moves to third. Martinez moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher fires to third and they've got Hahn trapped. The throw back to Swisher, who tags Hahn for the out. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive towards third. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello strikes out. One out. Vic Harris pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Grote interferes with Harris, who is awarded first base. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Vic Harris now playing second base. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boswell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cranepool hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Madlock for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave LaRoche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez bunts towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Hahn moves to second. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 2 in the game. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boswell bunts towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. One out. Carmen Fanzone now playing second base. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hahn hits a line drive into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez is walked intentionally. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-3 in the game. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with LaRoche covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive towards short. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bert Hooten now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morales. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Swisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.